A large community art project created by Adelaide students aged 5 to 21 is promoting a sense of hope and connection to our maritime environment during South Australia's harmful algae bloom. We Speak for the Seas was created over several months by artists from Twinning Arts Art School, utilizing repurposed materials to produce a collaborative Great Southern Reef on display at the Women's and Children's Hospital until the end of May. The Wire's Taylor Vixic has the story.
It's very colourful and happy. It's 30 metres long, and as one of my young 8-year-old students, Shinri, has pointed out to me, 30 metres is the length of a blue whale. So it's the length of a whale, if you could imagine that. And you start at one end, and it's a journey through these kind of amorphic bubble-shaped assemblages which the kids put together. So you journey from one of these little environments to another. We have the tiniest little fish to big giant sharks that are like a white pointer that's 5 foot long and things like that. It's very beautiful and joyful to look at. It was actually a young girl called Iris. She's 11. She's lovely. And she came up with the idea of calling the exhibition We Speak for the Seas, which is obviously a play on the Lorax, the Dr. Seuss book, where it's We Speak for the Trees. So being a voice for the Great Southern Reef was important to them, and highlighting its importance to everyone else because it's such a unique ecosystem. They wanted to highlight its importance environmentally and culturally and showcase it in all its beauty rather than focusing on the devastations of the algal bloom, because these are children and that's pretty hard to deal with.
That's educator and exhibition coordinator Deb Twining. She says the exhibition has been an important platform for young perspectives as South Australia manages the harmful algal bloom.
They have a lot of thoughts, and I think we disregard children's opinions often in some important matters like this, and we need to reach out to them, and I think this exhibition does that really well because they've got a lot of things to say.
Mrs. Twining highlights the powerful messages that emerged through the exhibition.
This is Penny. Your house is not your garbage dump, so why should the sea be? Help the sea and its home to so many animals. And Iris here. I love going to the sea. It makes me feel calm and centred. It was amazing to work on this project.
Art student and exhibition participant Lucius echoes the importance of harnessing the voice of younger generations.
I think the younger generations have a lot to say about the environment and the planet, because we're the ones that will be inhabiting it and looking after it in the future. And if we're going to be the ones that are expected to look after the planet, we should be able to have a say and raise awareness for what we want that to look like.
How do you believe art has or can help make a change in perspective on climate issues like the harmful algal bloom?
Art can convey an incredibly wide array of emotions, and emotions can be a big play into persuasion and motivation for people to make a change. And I think if people see other people wanting to make a change, then that will provide some comfort and motivation for other people to do what they can.
The Women's and Children's Hospital Foundation Arts and Health Exhibition Program provides a space away from the stresses of treatment to distract, entertain and inspire by improving the hospital environment. Arts manager Lauren Simeone says the benefits between art and well-being are far-reaching.
It's really important for us, for people who are consumers and consume community of the hospital, to own the space within the hospital and make it theirs. It's engaging, and people spend so much time in a hospital, you know, waiting, or their partners or families might spend time. So if they can just immerse themselves in an exhibition, you know, read what the concepts are about, you know, it makes them feel like they're a part of a bigger part of the arts, I suppose, and their connection to being in the hospital.
Arts manager at the Women's and Children's Hospital Foundation, Lauren Simeone, speaking with The Wire's Taylor Vixic.